The history of the Schenck Technology and Industry Park on Palace-Wiesenstrasse dates back to 1881, when Carl Schenck opened an iron foundry and scales factory here in Darmstadt. Some 200 years later, the former machinery factory restructured to focus on individual business segments. Today, the Technology and Industry Park, with office, production and storage spaces, as well as a multifunctional conference center, is an ideal location for any company. Darmstadt's first hospital was built outside the city walls as far back as the 17th century. Now known as the Klinikum Darmstadt, it's located near the Willy-Brandt-Platz. It houses 21 specialist clinics and institutes that all work together on an interdisciplinary basis. Doctors from different disciplines consult with one another in working groups and jointly provide advice on the best way to treat patients. As the academic teaching hospital of the Wolfgang Goethe University in Frankfurt and the Heidelberg-Mannheim University Hospital, the Darmstadt Clinic is also a place of research and training. The latest research findings are always present here. When appointing new senior doctors, active involvement in research and development is a key selection criteria. This all contributes to patient safety and well-being. To the east of Herrengarten and the Willy-Brandt-Platz is the inner city campus of the Technische Universität Darmstadt, which has 25,000 students. Around 100 years ago, even Albert Einstein recommended this university as a great place to study. The university has been famous since 1882, when it established the world's first professorship for electrical engineering. This was given to the physicist Erasmus Kittler. In 1913, Jovanka Bonschitz received her degree certificate here to become Germany's first ever female engineering graduate. TU Darmstadt is one of the leading technical universities in Germany and has an excellent international reputation in areas such as energy, mobility, communication, and construction. Since 2005, it's been an autonomous model university with great independence and self-sufficiency. For example, it independently manages all of its construction projects. In this respect, it's currently renovating the Darmstadt Palace, which is owned by the university. In the USA, TU students built a solar house that was not only voted the most architecturally attractive house of its kind, but also generates more energy than it consumes. Other successes in recent years include the football-playing robots developed by TU Darmstadt. These have won in almost all categories at the Robot Football World Championships. Mechanical engineers develop accident-preventing cars, whilst physicists conduct laboratory tests to recreate the extreme conditions of the universe. We've now reached the Luisenplatz tram stop. Nearby on Friedensplatz, you'll find the Hessische Landesmuseum Darmstadt, or Hessen State Museum Darmstadt. It was built by Alfred Messel in 1906, the same architect who designed the famous Pergamon Museum in Berlin. It's one of the few museums in Europe where art and natural history come together under the same roof. In 1820, the reigning Grand Duke Ludwig I donated his art and natural history collection to the city to promote true enlightenment and share useful knowledge. Since then, the collection has been continuously expanded. It now includes archaeological finds from ancient and early history, Greek and Roman times, as well as medieval ivory artifacts and altarpieces, and a huge collection of prints and drawings, paintings, plastics, and handicrafts from the Renaissance era to present day. And as if that wasn't enough, there's also a Block Beuys, the world's largest complex of works by the artist Josef Beuys, as well as collections in the fields of zoology, mineralogy, and geological paleontology, including fossils from the famous Messel Pit. The zoological dioramas, or lifelike scenes, are some of the first of their kind.